Reformed Church.
I'm going to read this out of the Literal Standard Version. Literal Standard Version, Young's Literal Translation are examples of translations of the Bible that their goal is just to get as literal as possible, even if it sacrifices readability. Okay? Now, I can't also stress enough that if you are to look, I challenge you, if you read out of the Message Bible or the New Living Translation or NIV or what's called thought-for-thought translations, which are essentially like paraphrases of the words that God wrote in Hebrew and Greek, if you read out of those translations, this is where literal translations really, really shine. When you're talking about symbols and you're just looking at these very specific words in the Bible, do you know that the Lord would not have been able to teach me, from the Bible at least, any of the symbols that I'm going to show you in this entire series if I were reading out of a thought-for-thought translation? That is a huge, huge statement. Like, it is a bigger deal than you think to read a good translation of the Bible. I'm not saying you have to read out of a literal standard version for your daily reading, but we've mentioned in the past, NASB is a word-for-word translation, but it's a little looser because it's a little bit more readable, but New King James is, in my opinion, better than that, or we teach predominantly the King James Version. And again, to be at the very least, regardless of what translation you land on, if you were to, at the very least, consult with literal versions, like the Literal Standard Version or Young's Literal Translation, you know there's something to be said. And this is just my own personal experience on this, okay? But there's something to be said about the fact that the thing the Lord is teaching you and the things that the Lord has taught this church, actually, the more literal the translation that I have read, and I you don't have to believe me on this, but it's the truth. The more literal of the translation that I have read, the more in line the English Bible has been with the things that I've felt the Lord's taught me, and I know the Lord has been teaching this church for years. That says something about what you're learning, I think. The more paraphrased it is, the less applicable it actually looks. And that was my struggle when I started reading parallel Bibles. Initially, I used to read the New Living Translation, and then I started looking at a parallel Bible that someone gave me. Someone came up to me and gave me a parallel Bible, and they said they felt the Lord just led them to give me a parallel Bible. So, you know, people say that all the time, so I was just kind of like, okay, thank you. I took the Bible. Mind you, I was reading out of a thought-for-thought translation at the time. And I had felt for a while that there were certain verses that were just hard verses to me that I just really didn't understand, and it seemed to contradict what the Lord was teaching me, reading out of a thought-for-thought translation. And then, for instance, like the fact like we're sinners, that's what thought-for-thought translations will tell you, and that you have a sinful nature. And I felt there's a lot of things that just contradicted what the Lord was teaching me. I went over to look at this parallel Bible, which basically just means that it has four translations, this particular one, lined up next to each other. And one of those was the New Living Translation, which I was already reading out of. So I figured, oh, that's great. So I continued reading out of the New Living Translation, but then right to my left and to my right, on the same page, were more literal translations like the NASB, which again is looser than some word for words, and King James, etc. And I looked at it and I thought, wow, how is it that this translation and the one I'm reading out of are so different if it's being based on the same words that God wrote? Like, this one adds so many words that you can see aren't even in there. And that's when I realized I've been reading out of a thought-for-thought translation this whole time. Now, you may not think it's a big deal, because at least it makes it more readable. But you have to understand that when you read out of a thought-for-thought translation, in order to make it more readable, what that actually interpreted means is that their goal is not to translate the words that God wrote. So if you're reading out of that, you have to realize you can't point at just any word in the New Living Translation or NIV, for instance, and say, well, that's the word of God, or that word is even in that verse. Because that's not their point, to translate it word for word. Their point is actually to make it readable and explain to you what it means. But again, I go to church to hear someone's opinion, and hopefully it's the truth, on what the Bible means. I don't read my Bible for someone to tell me what it means. I just want, give me what he said, right? And it's something to be said about the fact that I would not be able to teach any particular message in this series without a more literal translation. Because the words are just not even there. They're totally changed. So super, super important.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.